talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. And oh, God, if you only knew what went on during the breaks of this program, it could make you sick. I mean, honest to God,
that's
Charlie.
Not nice.
I don't feel so good.
No, Charlie and I have been here for 5 years trying to build up the integrity and the G-rated nature of this station. And these two come in during the break, Charlie, and the whole thing's downhill. And what do we do?
Interesting.
Somebody had to stir the pot.
Yeah, it's Brandy with us, Brandy Downs, and Weasel Boy.
Hi.
Somebody had to stir the pot. It's Brandy.
Yeah, it's Brandy.
It's Brandy.
She came in. We're not going to get into it, by the way.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not. We're just saying she came in asking a question that was a provocative question. I don't think that you would ask three guys who are sitting in the room.
What'd she ask?
I did not ask. I said Charlie. I was having a conversation. Charlie, don't stir the pot. My son.
See, Charlie's already went from G to PG just because of this conversation.
Get the bleeper ready.
The LGBTQ thing will happen probably next week. We just had too many topics this week. We can't get to it. But it's an interesting. Maybe we should just put it up on the website and people can listen. When they want to listen. Adam, it's on the desktop under LGBTQ conversation. Put that up on the website, and then people can listen to it at will.
What date was that?
July 21st, 2017.
A long time ago.
It was me, you, and Marge that day.
That's right.
And put it up on the website. People can go access it there after 3 o'clock today. It's not the whole show. It's the 6-minute clip. Where Charlie lost his mind and went nuts and about got us thrown off the air.
Oh, was the word Q?
Please. You make me nervous even when you get to the Q now.
No, even if I said, that's
He's
not illegal.
It's not illegal
It's not
to
banned.
Say, it's not Here's banned, but you can't say that word in a nice conversation because people do take that word as a slur.
Well, that's questionable.
It is questionable. But Brandy, by the way, at the end of the program last week, you said it is questionable.
I said it is not questionable. Where do we get questionable?
That's
it
what I say.
It can be either questioning or Charlie's
word. No,
yes,
no.
Yes, absolutely.
No.
Scott, there's an entire television show that uses that word.
It took a minute and a half for her to get it, her raise her voice with me. And all I'm saying
her
is...
Her blood pressure's knocking me off the chair.
Golly. Now, Weasel, you were seen at one point... I mean, we talked about this last week because you said you were gay on the air at WNCI.
Right.
Clearly, you're not gay. We went through that last week.
If I am, then I did it wrong.
You did it wrong. But if somebody would have yelled that term at you... Would you take that as a slur?
Mm. Oh, man, I'm just different. I don't get offended by anything.
No, but if you, I don't think you could walk up to a person who was gay or transgender or any of that.
It's probably not a compliment.
No, and if you called them that word, I think it would bring anger.
It's about context, but it's being reclaimed by that community. Some people identify in that manner. There's an entire television show based on that word.
Yeah, but you know, N-word, which was used on All in the Family and those shows, that is a banned word now. You cannot say that on television anytime.
Really?
Or radio. Absolutely. You cannot say the N-word. You could not name a show after the N-word. And if it's in a movie that was made prior to the 2000s...
Now, you're talking about the original N-word or the later one?
What...
Well, we're not going to get into it.
The N-word as a slur.
Yeah, the slur.
But the N-word describing a race of people.
Negro, you can say, if
that's
what you're
saying.
Okay,
well, that's what I was getting at, yeah.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we all know you couldn't say the other.
But you don't call people that.
Yeah, you should.
But you can say that word.
Yeah, sure.
You can say it. But the other one, you can't say. You can't even say it.
Well, that's a given.
Well, it wasn't always a given. Wasn't always. You could say it in the 70s and 80s and 90s. You would be allowed to say that on television or
Amos
radio.
And Andy never said it.
No, but you know what? I recently read where radio stations are airing Amos and Andy, and I'm not sure that's a good idea.
I've got the original, the last Amos and Andy program.
That show, I've listened to it. It has heavy racial overtones. And, you know, I don't know that
well,
people
should
be. Well,
that's because they were both mimicking black people.
And they were white guys.
Yeah.
And I don't know that people should be air. I recently read of a radio station that's airing those again, and I don't think you should do that.
No.
I mean, you can air Jack Benny and you can air Gunsmoke, but I don't think you should be airing Amos and Andy. I think that's a very racially charged show, and I don't think it's a good idea.
They were just pretending to be black people. They weren't downgrading at all.
But the dialect, which is all radio
well,
is.
So what? So Southern people have a dialect, too.
They do, but Southern people are not a race.
Well, they were racists.
But I don't know that that means any. So they can air it in the South? I don't understand. You should not. If you had somebody making fun of Southern people and the whole show was making fun of Southern people by a Northern person using a Southern dialogue to make them seem dumb, I would have a problem with that as well.
I don't think Amos and Andy was making fun of people.
Listen to an episode.
They were just funny. I've got an episode I could play.
But no, don't. Listen, their dialect is very, it's not how people, African-American people talk. There is no separate dialogue or dialect, I don't think.
You know, now that brings me around, there's a group that's going to be performing here on the 27th, a barbershop chorus group. One of them is called DEM, D-E-M.
D-E-M. Well, it's because they're adjusting, but I, why are we on? See, this is why we can never get to LGBTQ, because we've spent 7 minutes already on something that has nothing to do with what we were going to talk about today. Where did this start?
What are we going to talk about today?
Well, a few things.
Okay.
It all started with Brandy asking a bad question off the air.
It's always my fault.
And then getting offended when I delved a little deeper into
How
the question.
When did I get offended?
You said, oh, I'm not going to answer that question.
You're
the one who brought it up.
I didn't say I wouldn't answer
Listen,
it.
Listen,
I
sorry.
Said I wasn't going to show it.
She wasn't
going to
show us her unders.
See, now.
You just asked.
You mean the question about underwear?
Yeah.
What Brandy wore is underwear?
Okay, listen. The
she
question
can't go out
was.
On the porch
about
with what
underwear.
She wore.
Brandy
I
came.
Asked.
Listen, we listen now it's over. Brandy came in and asked off the air, should women be allowed to wear their underwear outside? And clearly you can't.
It's like a bikini, though, but apparently
no,
there are different
Women
kinds.
Now are more provocative in their under things, undergarments. I'm telling you, I've seen them.
Really? Where did you see them?
I've been around.
You don't know what he does outside of this place.
No, that's well, right. Once he leaves there.
Whole closet. What can you do? No, I guarantee you. I'll give you an example. If a woman goes on a date, okay, she is not wearing covering garments under that date, under those clothes. I guarantee she's not.
What if she's not anticipating on showing those, though? She would wear whatever, something comfy.
I don't think so, something. Because I think there's always the anticipation.
Cotton, like
there's
water.
Always the anticipation.
She could get cold.
When did this show become so R-rated?
Right.
Jeez
so
Louise,
So what were we
Charlie?
Planning to talk about today,
Yeah, let's
Scott?
Get to
yeah,
the actual topic of
yeah,
this.
The original subject.
The original subject. Well, of course, I want to go through this quickly because I don't want to beat this up, but I just have some questions about it. Which yesterday, a big, big thing happened here in Ohio, the heartbeat bill. And Mike DeWine has now signed it into law. It's a done deal, which now, if you can detect a fetal heartbeat, you cannot have abortion in Ohio. Now, here's my question. It was signed into law yesterday, but it's in violation of the federal law. So if you have an abortion in Ohio today, is it illegal?
I don't know, but there's going to be lawsuits. It's going to cost
Already
Ohio.
Filed.
Ohioans many millions of dollars
right, but,
in lawsuits.
But can you have it? If it's signed into law as of yesterday, can you have one today? Will they put you in jail?
That would result in a lot of legal ramifications. Even though it may be legal as legislated by the Ohio Senate and House, it's against the law. I mean, it's... Roe versus Wade.
Right.
It says
it's the legislation against the law.
Right. 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 But and I don't.
So is the Supreme Court over the Ohio law?
Well, this is the whole point. As I was telling Wheeze during the break earlier on. What do you have a problem with that?
No, I like. How I don't want to say your
weasel
lips, like,
boy
every tighten
time.
Up.
Yeah, it's like sucking a lemon.
Yeah.
What this is really about is not about Ohio. What this really is about is both sides have stake in this. They have both the people who want abortion to continue in Ohio have already filed the lawsuit. Now they want it to go to the Supreme Court because what they want to have happen is them overturn it because of Roe versus Wade.
They think that's going to happen.
But the opposite side also wants it to go to the Supreme Court because if it does go to the Supreme Court and because of the new justices there, they rule that it's constitutional, that would make Roe versus Wade illegal and it would change it for the country. That's what this is really all about. So that's what it's about.
Who's going to pay the bill?
Well, the abortion clinic in Cleveland that filed the lawsuit will pay the bill. Well, and you'll foot the bill as far as the state trying to defend
Will Ohio have to argue their case with the Supreme Court?
Yeah, they will.
Yeah. Who's going to pay that bill?
Ohioans.
Yep.
Exactly. But I just don't know if you're getting an abortion today in Ohio, would the Ohio police departments in that city, say in Cleveland, with that abortion clinic, would they arrest you? Did they go shut them down this morning? I don't know.
I have no idea.
And also, one of the things that's really bothering people about this is that there's no caveat for incest or rape. I mean, it's just plain illegal.
Yeah, even if a lady was raped by a degenerate, a person out of their mind.
It's a done deal. Right, you can't. And also, a doctor has said that sometimes the woman doesn't even know she's pregnant by the time the heartbeat is detected. So, you know, I don't know. I really don't have an opinion on this because, as I've always said, I don't think men should really be in on the abortion topic because we can never face it. Now, yes, we can be the fathers, and yes, we can do all that, but this law, we cannot be arrested for this. There's no way a man could ever be arrested for violating this law. Couldn't. Even if he told the woman to do it, he could never be arrested because she would be the one doing it. So that's the difference. Yes, I understand a man has a connection. Yes, a man can be more of a parent than a woman can. I agree 100%. But abortion is about before the baby coming out of the stomach, and no man could ever be arrested under this law.
For weeks, I heard people arguing on the television, on the Supreme, or not the Supreme Court, but the Ohio legislatures had people testifying for weeks, one after another, one plus and one minus. Weeks, and they finally got around to a vote, I guess.
Well, I'm not, like I said, it's not my job to pass judgment on either group. The people who are pro-life, I understand what they're saying. The people who are pro-choice, I understand what they're saying. But I don't know why men get a pass on this law either way. I don't understand that. Brandy, you're the woman. This is an important one for you. Go ahead.
I'm not even sure what to say. I mean, I think for a long time, I wasn't sure how I felt about the topic of abortion, and it wasn't until I think I was faced with somebody who was vehemently on one side that I thought, oh, yeah, definitely, that's not where I stand. And so that kind of made up my mind for me. But, I mean, I think this is unfortunate. I think it is going to cost Ohio taxpayers a lot of money, and I don't know what's going to happen.
It's going to go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, yes, but I don't know what's going to happen as a result of that.
I think it's going to be even, and I think Roberts will make the decision, the Chief Justice, and I don't know which way, honestly, he'll vote. He was appointed by a Republican, but he seems to be a constitutionalist on things, so I don't know.
So
I really don't know.
He might not overturn it.
He might not overturn it. So it's hard to tell. And I don't know what women will do if it is overturned. Are they going to stop?
No.
Or is it going to be 1972 again?
It's silly because, I mean, just like prohibition, you can ban something and it's not going to stop happening. Women have been having abortions since before abortion was even a word. And it's going to continue. When people get desperate, they do desperate things.
And that's dangerous.
And women are going to die.
It is what it is. That's where we are in 2017, and you have to have your own opinion on this that we should not give you. But just so you know, that's what happened in Ohio yesterday, and I think it's a pretty significant thing. Now, moving past that to something local here, because we've covered the mayoral story of the line item veto in the Judge Marion Municipal Court, $100,000 from the budget without delving deeper into the story, which we've done so many times, just to say that the update on this is council has denied again giving the judge her money, which means that the mayor's line item veto still stands. The judge told me that if nothing's done by June, that some probation officers are going to have to be laid off. So I imagine this is heading for the court now, would be my guess. Brandy, what do you think?
I think so. I was at the council meeting, and I think one of the things that keeps getting lost in the shuffle of this story, I keep forgetting it myself, even though I've been at all of these meetings, is that there is some question about the county commissioners having to foot the bill for part of the benefits for the municipal court, and they're still in negotiations with the county commissioners over that, whether or not they'll end up paying that, I don't know. But if in fact that, you know, so if city council pays $100,000 and then the county commissioners come through, then she's getting more than what is requested in the budget. And so that's, you know, that's something that we need to think about too. And I think that's why the law director recommended $80,000 instead of $100,000.
But council didn't even pass $50,000, right?
Nope, they sure didn't.
So he can recommend whatever. It's not even $50,000. Why are they so changed all of a sudden? Because they've already spent the money on the police officer?
I don't know. I mean, you
they passed the original budget, which was $100,000. It was the mayor who took the money away from her.
Yes.
Why now?
Yeah. So why now are they so skittish on doing it?
The mayor's been awfully mum on why he decided to veto. I don't know why. I mean, I think there is question in city council's mind about, you know, if, even if they give her $50,000, there are some of them who think that she will still file suit against them because she said it's $100,000
right,
or bust.
Right.
So I don't know.
As this gets closer to the mayor's election, this is not good. We're April now. This is not going to be good. We are seven months away from the election.
November.
Is this good for the mayor, Charlie, to have this dragging along?
No, I'm not a Marion citizen.
Neither am I. So that's what I say. It doesn't affect you and I. We don't live in the city. We won't vote for mayor. We don't have this issue.
What about in May? Now, we have May primaries.
That's a River Valley primary.
And that's the only thing to be on the ballot, right?
No, in the River Valley district.
In the River Valley. For you and I, yes. We'll vote on that.
In the city, there will be fifth ward primary.
Fifth ward
thing. Oh, okay.
So who's mayor? Who's running for mayor?
You don't know who the mayor is?
What? No, I didn't. No, I know Schertzer.
Schertzer, yes.
Who's running?
Kevin Norris, an at-large council person for the Republican side, and the independents have not filed yet. I think May 5th is the independent day. Cinco de Mayo, oddly enough, is the, and I believe, from what I understand, we're going to have Ed McCants, who's going to run as an independent, and Sue McGowan, who's going to run as an independent, who we've both had on, and now they don't have any position in government, but they've both been on.
Can anybody just run for mayor? What are the...
As long as you get your petition signatures, I believe
that's
you
right.
can.
Well, don't you have to live in the city?
Well, yes. You would have to,
yes.
Sure.
Sorry.
So,
really? I mean, do you? I mean, I've never looked at the laws.
I think you have to had to at some point.
How many signatures is necessary for that?
I think 5,000 or 1,000.
To get on the ballot, I think it's much lower than that.
I thought it was a percentage of,
yeah.
of the total voters.
Because I feel like I could run for mayor and make a difference.
That's what they all say.
That's what, yeah. So what?
Yeah, but no, I'm not going to lie. I'm probably not going to be good at this.
Is this one of your phony balonies?
No, I think, why not?
Scott's yeah. face.
It would be a write-in, right? Like, I would just be a write-in, and then you would.
You don't live in the city.
But I would, if I won, I would. I would come live here. I grew up here.
Listen, you're joke, right?
No, I think this would be fun. Like, we could get behind that in the radio, and this would be good.
We can't get behind a candidate.
Not on the radio, but off. We could, like, have some good conversation about this. You guys could help me out.
So you're gonna run for mayor?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
You guys don't seem so sure. I think I would be...
There ought to be a test given if anyone who's going to run for mayor of all the legalities that involve all these nitty-gritty things that no one that just off the street running for mayor would know all the nitty-gritty.
I agree. It does, there are a lot of finer details about being mayor that people don't think
about. Do you know? You don't know anything about the finer details of this town.
Yes, I do.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do if you become mayor?
Well, I know the streets are bad, right?
Okay. Yeah.
But where would you get the money for the streets? That? What percentage would you want the city to pay?
This is like Meet the Press now.
12.
Where would you get the money? Come on. Where would you get the money?
I know the gas tax is a thing, right?
So he's going to use going towards roads and infrastructure.
Which at 20 cents, it was going to be $1 million.
But that's state. That's ODOT. That's not city streets.
Yeah, what are you going to do as mayor with city money?
It is, though.
The county is getting 5% more than they were getting before. It went from 40% to 45%.
The county, yes. But not the city.
Well, the city is part of the county.
Yes. Okay, so that's your...
what, $500,000? So there you go.
So you're going to run for mayor on the platform, I'm going to fix the streets.
No, I'm just going to bring
this... by the gas tax that is already passed.
See, you're welcome, Marion. That's fine.
And how are you gonna run? Not living here, you can't get on the ballot.
Why?
Because you would have to live here.
I don't think that's true, though. That should be on the test, Charlie.
Now I'm gonna have to look at.
I think you've had to have residence here.
No,
or you have to live in Ohio. I think.
No, I don't. I think you cannot.
I'll bet you a dollar.
I don't think because I think when you file your petition, you have to have a city address. Like Charlie, you and I could not run for mayor because we don't live in the city.
That's right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were a city guy.
No. At one point, I lived in the city.
I know. In Bucyrus, there was a big to-do about that, whether the man that ran for mayor was legal or not because of the city limit thing.
He didn't live in the city.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess... Now, it's interesting because we've covered elections here for 5 years, and Charlie, 2 years ago, in 2017, we had a write-in candidate win a seat on the school board... So and he was not on the ballot. Remember Stump? Bob Stump? In River Valley?
It rings a bell, but...
Yeah.
Not very loud.
2 years ago.
I knew someone named Bob Stump, but Bob not Stump. From Marion.
So, I mean, if somebody wrote in somebody's name, I don't think that could preclude them from being on the ballot. And if they won, what could you do? You'd have to put them in, wouldn't you?
It wouldn't have to.
Who would disqualify it?
The courts.
So we'd have another legal battle.
You guys are already signing me off.
That's why we have lawyers.
We don't believe you. That's what the whole point is. We don't believe you're serious.
I just think I'm going to have to ask the Board of Elections whether you have to be a citizen. That's a good idea.
So we'll start there. I think this would be great.
So you think you're going to run for mayor?
Yeah, why not?
I'll walk into the Board of Elections and say, excuse me, I'm here on behalf of Weasel Boy.
Weasel Boy. That's right.
Yeah. You've got pull. I know you do. Scott said you do.
No pull.
Yeah.
Zero.
Okay. So you heard it here first. Weasel Boy is running for mayor.
We can make video and because I don't want to lay out my whole platform. We'll get this together and then it'll be fine.
You're serious.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Yeah. Well, I'll ask Charlie's test. I'll do a campaign on the fact that there's a weasel at every railroad crossing.
That's exactly right.
See, we already have the ads out. It's fine.
Oh, Jesus.
Pot. See? Thank
See, you. You creep back into the city after all these years, and now you want to run for mayor.
Yep. That'd be great. Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay.
We'll get T-shirts. Charlie, you come up with a test. I'll pass that. It'd be fine.
Well, somebody alert the Marion Star. The Wheeze is running for mayor. Okay.
See?
Whatever.
Is that what you prefer to be called, Wheeze?
I've been
Chad,
called a lot.
Weasel
what
you, Boy?
What comes comfortably for you? Like,
I can't refer to him as Weasel Boy every time I refer to him. Weasel Boy, what do you think about the heartbeat bill? That just sounds ridiculous.
But why don't you call him Chad?
Well, because I don't think people know who Chad is.
Where did Weasel come from? Wow. How did you get that?
Oh, I don't know. When I first started radio down in Columbus, there were a few different names, but I don't know why that one stuck.
Hmm.
But like the lady who was in here at the break, she knew Weasel Boy. Now, if I had said Chad, she would have no idea who I'm talking about.
She would have still been delighted.
Just as delighted as we are.
Yeah, I don't
Weasel
feel like
Boy
that's
runs
true.
For mayor. April 12th, 2019, Weasel Boy throws
Weasel
his...
Boy.
Yeah.
Wait,
ooh,
what
boy.
Is your last name?
What? You know what's odd about this whole thing is I don't discount anything now after Donald Trump. And anybody can run for office, and you think it's a joke on day one, and then in November we'll be inaugurating this guy to be the
you
next
are
mayor.
At least as qualified as Donald Trump.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Is that a compliment?
I think so.
Okay.
No, I don't feel like
good
that
good Lord. Okay, well, more on this as it comes along. Weasel Boy for mayor.
Mm-hmm. See, that just feels right, doesn't it?
Yeah, came right off my tongue.
See, it usually does.
It usually does.
Yeah.
All right.
You heard about the guy that got killed up here on Oak Street the other day? Going
yes.
across the tracks?
Yes.
See,
yes.
I would handle that.
You didn't hear the weasel.
No, but yeah. You saw the sign.
What are you going to do about that problem?
Which one?
Buddy boy. People getting killed on the tracks.
I'll just go to say stop getting killed on the tracks.
He's going to
well, you're hard, you're
a decree.
Well, don't they have the gates that come down?
You're a hardliner.
Like, I would be willing to, like, staff those. Say, here comes the train.
What about the one-way streets? Charlie tells me the number one issue in Marion City for 70 years has been the one-way streets.
That's right.
What are you
no,
do there?
No one does a
Nobody
thing about
does
it.
A thing about
no
it.
One.
You're talking, like, Spencer and stuff? Yeah.
Center and church need to be two-way.
I agree with that.
And everybody agrees with that, but no one ever has done the first thing
here
about
I
it.
I am, Charlie.
But that's
we just
because
talk
people always say that they want the streets yeah. to be two-way, but as soon as you start construction on any street, then they start crying about the fact that there's construction on the street.
Disrupting businesses.
Yeah. So there you go.
You have
win.
To bite the bullet, though. You have to.
So you're going
to
make Church Street and Center Street two-way again.
Yep, they have to be two-way, even though you'll only be going one way at one point.
But talk is cheap.
Yeah.
You gonna get it done?
But I can't get it done unless you guys vote for me. I'll take your test. It'll be fine.
But the issue of money will come up right away. Replacement of utilities.
Yeah, you got to deal with the council.
That's fine.
You know, Bucyrus went through this. They were disrupted for 2 years downtown.
I've heard that you speak highly of them.
Okay, we'll take you seriously for the moment. For
Thank
the
you.
Moment, about a moment. I want to make sure I get to this week. We'll do this one. No, we're going to do this one last because I want to get this in. We had talked for 3 weeks about the book about The View. And Wednesday, which kind of downs Barbara Walters is the whole point of this. And Wednesday, I went home and I parked in the garage so I didn't have to go out the front door. And I go out the front door to take my nightly walk. And there's a manila package laying outside my door.
And it's the book.
It is the book.
Right there.
It's the book. And it, oddly
the
enough.
Ladies Who Punch.
The Ladies Who Punch. And it came from the publisher. So we're going to have this author on.
Oh, really?
So we got to plug the book now, Charlie. We really got to have the discussion.
Nice.
I could. Well, go ahead.
So I've now read the book, The Ladies Who Punch. And I think this is unfair to Barbara Walters, because all these women do in this book is trash her for like 300 pages. And
for several dollars per book.
But the women
That's
aren't
right.
getting the money. The women didn't write the book. It's Raman Sudadad or something.
You think they didn't get any money from this?
No, I don't think they did.
I think they did.
Okay, but the point is that this is a best-selling... You're trying to look at the author's name?
Yes.
Did you say that right?
It's in big letters. Go ahead. How do you pronounce that?
Well, I think the last...
It's not Seduver.
Setude.
Setude.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Setude.
The biggest... I mean, it's not that Setude. She did anything awful in this book. I read the border to border, cover to cover. And it's not that she
What was
did.
The worst thing that they said she did?
Well, they accuse her... They accuse her of weird things. Like, they accuse her of yelling at them. They accuse her
weird.
Of reprimanding them on the air. They accuse her of telling them to change their clothes in the morning meeting.
Can you say the one about
That's pretty
McCarthy?
Violent, isn't it?
Yeah, that's McCarthy. Well, no, but the underlying tone is that Barbara Walters used these people when they were there, and when she didn't need them anymore, she cast them aside.
Everybody does that.
Turn.
Yeah.
Well, but
that's pretty well standard procedure anywhere.
It is.
But I don't know that Barbara did that. I think what happened was she was the big name on this show. She was also the creator. And what it sounds like to me is that these women felt like they were friends, but they were just doing a show. And when Barbara had to fire them because for whatever reason, they took that personally, that they were being cast aside. I do not pick up that Barbara Walters. I don't think Barbara would say she's friends with any of these women. But I think they thought they were friends with her. We'll learn from the author when he comes on
his
in
feeling.
The weeks to come.
Yeah,
what he thought talking to the women. But
the women aren't going to talk, just the man?
The man who wrote the book, because he talked to all the women.
Okay.
So we'll cut that all straight to the quick. But again, my point, as it has been for the last week, to trash Barbara Walters when she hasn't been seen in public for 2 years, when she's still living, when they say she's in the throes of dementia, I think is a dirty thing to do, because everybody knows who she is, and you are trying. These are not loving stories of Barbara Walters in this book. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I would encourage you to ask him if they told any loving stories about Barbara.
They all, I'm telling you, every chapter is about one of them, and the whole chapter is them complaining about how bad Barbara was, and then at the end they go, but we loved her. But we
see, I think he's selectively editing what they told.
Like Jenny McCarthy goes through, calls her mommy dearest, said she never heard anybody scream like that, said she made her change her clothes every morning. And then in the last line of the chapter, she goes,
no, now I have to change her clothes every morning.
She said, but I loved her like a grandmother. That's her last line. Said she was a
pretty mean grandmother.
She was a taskmaster. She tells the story. I mean, this is how absurd this book is. She says after, and this is a dig, and this is almost how it comes off in the book. She says after the show, Jenny would run to her dressing room because she knew Barbara would be looking for her to critique her on what had just happened. And she said she'd run in her dressing room and shut the door and turn up the music, and she could hear the shuffling feet coming down the hallway and beat on the door and say, Jenny, I know you're in there. Now, that's a loving
business.
Tribute to Barbara Walters. Come on. Shuffled. They talk like she's 100 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
I hear Barbara Walters' feet shuffling down the... Come on.
I remember an era, one of the eras I was in radio. Every day we were put in a studio and critiqued by the program manager. Everything we said, he was critiqued.
Well, I think Jenny McCarthy is not probably the most astute woman on television, and she
right.
probably didn't come to Barbara Walters' level, so Barbara felt she had to school her every day on what she got wrong. It's Barbara's show.
She's helping her out.
She was, but she couldn't take that. Had to go in the dressing room and cry. Little old Barbara Walters made her cry.
Wow.
And she says at one point when she first met her, because she said Barbara Walters was her hero, she says Barbara Walters came back and screamed at her for 12 minutes. She says handed her backside in not those kindest of terms. And she says she walked back to her dressing room and thought, my God, Barbara Walters just handed me my rear end.
See, that'd be great.
I mean, that's a good story, I think. But I loved her like a grandmother. She was a lovely lady.
That sounds like the author ending every chapter, but I loved
her. Yeah.
And I'll tell you,
yeah,
Rosie, good Lord, there's a lot in this book on Rosie. She's like a Brahma bull running around that set, trying to attack Barbara and the producer. And read the book if you want to read it, and we'll have the author on in due time. But that's the story of this book. I want to talk quickly about Julian Assange, who was arrested yesterday. Listen, I'm not sure I like what Julian Assange did, but I'm also not sure I like that he's arrested, because I do think this is an attack on freedom of the press. He is a journalist. I don't like the indictment at all.
I think it comes down to the FBI. Didn't he get into FBI records?
He got into hacking. That's no longer journalism.
But now wait a second. You have to read the indictment, because it says he tried to hack the computer, but he never got the password right.
Trying to commit a crime is still a crime.
Yeah, if I
attempted
can't
murder
it.
Is,
that's not
is
true.
A crime. Yes.
No.
If you try to rob a bank but you're unsuccessful, is it
okay.
a crime?
Well, then you're going to have to go back and arrest the people who did the Pentagon Papers. You're going to have to go back and arrest the people who did what's his name? The one who turned into a woman. Oh,
Chelsea Manning.
She is in jail, and she shouldn't have been. Listen, if you freedom of the press is the number one thing in the Constitution for a reason. And freedom of the press does say that you can leak classified information. It supersedes that.
But it's how he got it, I think, is the problem.
You can't try to hack into computers to get that confidential information. That's not journalism.
Let me ask you this. Had Julian Assange went to...
Chelsea Manning.
Had Bradley Manning went to Chelsea Manning and said, listen, I know you have access. Get in there. Try this password. Would that have been hacking?
I don't know.
Because journalists do that every day.
Julian Assange's indictment is connected to Chelsea Manning, is it not?
There is a conspiracy, but he didn't hack it. He failed in hacking it. And I'm telling you, Charlie and I have talked about this many times. How many times after a murder does the journalist run up on the porch?
Now, do you knock on the
door. Knock on the door.
Get no answer.
Try to get the person. So, if you did that and no camera was there, they'd call it harassment. But because it's a journalist, it's not. So
that's not.
I like
that. It's not illegal.
News directors are mean.
Yeah.
Sending a reporter to knock on a door, they know no one's going to answer.
That would be trespass. It's private property. If it was just a person, it'd be trespassing. But you've never seen
a
reporter.
It's not private property if you're just knocking on somebody. I can go up and knock on any house in this neighborhood.
But if they tell you to get away.
Yeah. Well, that's
or if they don't come to the door.
But that journalist just camp out there. They stay there for as long as they want.
Not directly in front of the door. They go off the property. They camp out there. They wait for him to come out of the
all
house.
All I'm saying is, I don't know.
They're very careful about not violating
the law. How do journalists get their information? At some point, somebody has to tell you they have classified stuff. I still don't even think we know who leaked the Pentagon Papers. We know who they leaked them to, but we don't know who leaked them. Do you think that person who leaked the Pentagon Papers... the journalist who got the Pentagon Papers, do you think that he didn't say to that person, please give me these so I can publish them? I'm sure he did at some point.
I don't think there are a whole lot of journalists going around to people of the military and saying, hey, gee, you know what? Could you hack into that computer and get me some classified information? You seem like maybe you'd be able to do
that. They might not say hack into, but I guarantee every journalist in Washington has a military contact. And if you want inside information, what do you think leaks are?
Yeah, but usually it's the leaker going to the press and saying, I have this information, and here you go.
No.
I think so. I don't think the press goes and
I'm telling you, you look at anybody, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, every correspondent there has a military contact in their Rolodex. I guarantee it.
How would a journalist even know that there was confidential information to get?
They would
unless
let's say that somebody leaks that there are drones. Okay, there are drones. Okay, well, you want to follow up. You don't know anything about it, but you want to follow up. So you contact your military person. You say, "What do you know about this drone thing?" And then they have to get into classified documents to give you that information. And they're going to say they don't want to be identified as the source. Now, was that hacking? Because you encouraged them to give you the information.
Yeah, I think if you know that they have to go about illegal means to do it, it's a dangerous situation.
The Pentagon Papers was illegal. The person who leaked...
What were in the Pentagon Papers? That's been such a long time ago.
Vietnam.
There's a reason we don't know who leaked them, I think.
Right, because that person did do an illegal thing, but the journalist who published them did not.
But is there evidence that the journalist encouraged that person to
get
that information?
You don't know.
There is evidence
do you
in
think
the
they
case
just gave
of
them
Julian
freely?
Assange.
Do you think they just gave them freely? Do you really believe that the Pentagon Papers were just, here you go?
I think that whistleblowers are legitimate thing.
Do you think that the person who leaked the Pentagon Papers did not say, don't say who I am or I'm not giving these to you?
Probably.
Okay. Well, if that conversation happens, then another conversation happens. I'm just saying, I'm sorry, but the First Amendment does say, if you like Julian Assange or not, the First Amendment says you do, as a journalist, have the right to leak classified documents.
Sure, it super, yes.
That's why Obama did not prosecute Julian Assange, by the way. This has been going on since 2010. The Obama White House never prosecuted them because they felt it was a freedom of the press thing, and then they were going to have to prosecute CNN because CNN ran with the story.
Yes, but there's a difference between publishing classified information and breaking into some place, going into the file cabinet yourself, getting the classified information.
He didn't do that. He didn't
do that. No, but he tried to essentially do that.
No, he tried to help the person, and it didn't even work. He did. I mean, that's the truth. Isn't that right?
I don't know.
All I'm saying is people work their stories differently, and there is encouragement. I mean, I've had private sources on a local level, and they come up and they say, I'll give you this, but you can't tell who I am. Now, should I say, well, no.
No, but are you going to them and saying, hey, break the law for me so that I can get this story?
Just between you and me.
Yeah, just between you and me. Just between you and me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't break the law, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure he broke the law.
He tried.
I don't know that he did because he didn't.
I think he did.
Trying to get into a military.
I think people just don't like Julian Assange. I guarantee you if this were Chris Cuomo or Sean Hannity or somebody we liked who was not holed up in an embassy for 10 years, we would feel differently about this.
What finally got him out of the embassy?
I think because he was not being very nice there.
Yeah, he was.
they said he was rubbing feces.
Well, somebody else
got
into power too, right? They got a new.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I'm not doing this.
It is what it is, but trust me, I don't like Julian Assange. I don't like that he leaked classified information, but I also do know he is a journalist, and I just don't necessarily buy this. I would even feel a little differently if he had hacked in, but he didn't. And they know he didn't. So I'm not even sure he'll be extradited here, to be honest. I don't
should
know if
be
the
an interesting case.
I don't know if the United Kingdom will, and I don't know if we'll try him. I don't know if we will, because I think at some point it's going to come down to freedom of the press, and if it'll set a precedent, just like the Roe versus Wade thing will,
right.
And then they're going to push it further, and they're going to say, "Well, did you encourage that person to give you those documents? Well, that's illegal too, because they're private documents. I don't think you can do it. And we'll see. And that's an interesting topic." So, we'll try to have a fun topic here as we end the program this week. Oh, somebody wanted us to talk about this topic, so we're going to get to it here. We did a whole show on this week. There's a teacher who was fired in, I think it's up on the northern peninsula somewhere, for being topless. The teacher was fired by the school district for being topless. She had sent a topless picture to her boyfriend, who also worked at the school, and they fired her. So now she's suing the school district for $3 million because she said she didn't send it out. You know, should she have been fired? That's what they wanted us to talk about. We got a
and we've
Facebook
come full
about
circle
this.
Because this is exactly
right.
How the topic got
well,
started with
okay,
myself.
So should she have been fired? Should she have been fired?
No.
We got 5 minutes. Should she have been fired?
How did the picture get...
We don't know. We don't know.
That's
it. But it got to the students. But we do know it was sent... She said she sent it to her boyfriend who was a teacher at the school.
But we don't know the whole story.
No, but now that it has leaked to the kids, is there a right to fire them? What do you think?
I don't... I mean, you have to have a private life. I don't know how the school got... in touch with it, but do you think too sometimes though as a school teacher you have to be careful?
You sure do.
Well, you sure do, and I think she should have been fired because the judgment was bad when she took the picture.
But you also have to have a life. I don't know. This is a tough call. Brandy, well, you say no?
No.
Why?
She
why
not
no?
Have been fired for a topless photo?
But once the kids see that, do you really think they can look at her now and be normal?
They better.
So who gave the picture to the kids?
We don't know.
So it had to be
posted
somewhere.
Something else.
Yeah, or they got into her phone
okay,
or something.
Okay, fire him as well.
Maybe they hacked her phone. That's it.
Maybe they hacked her phone.
Yeah.
But
no.
Should the teacher have stayed once the photo was out? That's the question. That's what she's suing for, $3 million.
Yeah.
She is suing?
Yep, suing the school district.
If
because
it
she got
had
fired.
Been a male teacher who...
Took a provocative
took a picture.
Picture
of himself with his shirt off.
No,
he
no,
have been
no,
fired.
No, 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 you're not going there.
No, this
no,
is
no.
It is.
That's completely different.
It's completely this is the different. Conversation I had with my son. Yeah. It's not different. There are it is legal,
okay, no,
in the United States for women to go topless.
Wait a second.
Yes, it is.
Wait a second. If you have a man shirtless on a magazine, you don't have to put a black cover on that in the grocery store. If you have a woman topless on the magazine rack, you do have to cover it up. If you send it in the mail, you've got to send it in the black wrapper. You don't have to send
a
woman.
Did she do anything illegal?
No, I'm not saying put her in jail.
Then why should she be fired?
There's no felony. That's what
no,
she's
there's
saying.
No crime.
She's not endangering any children by having sent a topless photo of herself to somebody that she was romantically involved with.
Charlie, do you think this woman should have stayed?
No.
Oh, yes. That's why she's suing. She feels
she was fired improperly.
Mishandled,
do
yes.
you think the school board should have fired her?
I don't know. It's up to them, not me. I have no opinion on that.
He's Switzerland on this story.
Yeah, I'd have to see the photo.
Okay. And you want to run for mayor.
See, you're welcome.
You'll never make it. But no, listen, a man and a woman topless are two different things.
That's right. Yeah. How did you determine that?
Go to a beach. Go to a beach. A woman, if a woman went on a beach topless, she'd be arrested for indecent exposure.
There are
if
entire
a man is topless, she would
of women
all,
who
not
go
all
topless
beaches.
In this country.
In Europe,
it is
you can
not
go,
illegal.
You're on certain beaches. But if you walked down this, if you took your top off and walked down the street today, a cop would arrest you. There's
not
no
at all.
Doubt.
In some cities, it would be legal.
But not in Marion, Ohio.
Let's try it.
No, I'm serious.
How do you know it's illegal in Marion?
Because it's indecent exposure. There's a law against that.
Is there a statute directly against women going topless in Marion, Ohio?
We should have started with this one because we're running out of time on this one. And the truth is, a woman could not go out with a top on. You could not walk topless down the street and not be arrested. I guarantee a cop would pull over to you. Now, a man could go to a pool, go to a public pool, and have the woman take her top off. And see what
I agree
happens.
That socially it is not considered acceptable for women to go topless. But
the
if
law
it is not
yeah.
illegal, and she is not endangering children in any way, there is no reason to fire her.
There's an ethics code, though, at a school. You don't have to do something illegal to be fired.
No, but if she's not sending these two kids. She's not saying, hey, kiddos, I'd really like you to see this picture. No, she sent it to somebody that she's romantically involved with. And who do you think leaked that photo?
And that, to me, is where she went wrong. In this day and age, you do not send topless anything. You don't send bottomless anything. We have clouds. We have email. We have hackers. We have that picture could end up anywhere. You don't do that. And that's if she wanted to show him herself topless, she should have invited him over to her house.
Maybe was the invitation.
Maybe, 7 o'clock.
You don't do that.
7 o'clock. Is that normally a time?
I'll tell you this. Talk about the mayor. Talk about the mayor of any city in America. If any city if the mayor sent a provocative picture, even if it wasn't to the media, if the media got it, they would run it, and the mayor would have to go.
They would run that photo, but did Brett Favre get fired?
No.
Brett Favre's not a woman.
Ah.
Right, but if it was...
No, he wasn't topless.
If Maxine Waters took a topless picture, she'd be gone.
This is why she's suing for gender discrimination. Do you see?
Is that what she's suing for?
That she was, discriminated
against. Shouldn't have sent the picture. And I think when you sign a contract with a school, the school board always has the right to fire you.
See, I'm trying to think, though, my kids, if their teacher sent something to her husband and the kids hacked, I wouldn't look at her differently.
No, you wouldn't, but the kids would, because the kids if a garbage man did this, no, there's no moral, there's no ethics clause in their contracts. Teachers, police officers, politicians, they are going to look at it differently.
So they've got to be careful.
Why on television do they have to blur the top of a woman, but they don't have to blur the top of a man?
Because we are very weird in this society about women. But there is nothing wrong with a woman going topless.
Charlie, what's coming up on the show? Topless and...
After this, nothing.
Nothing.
Good luck following up on that, Charlie.
All right, we're going to... It was an interesting conversation today, but so before we go, fired or not?
Not.
No, come on.
Sorry,
fired or not?
No, absolutely not.
Charlie, you have an opinion. No. You say no?
No.
So now you've changed.
Have I?
He was Switzerland.
He was Switzerland. You said you didn't care either way.
Oh, yeah, I don't care either way. Yeah, I forgot what I said.
He needs to see
once you get
photo.
Over, you don't know what you say.
You don't know what you say.
No.
Top. She should have been. There you go. But that's why this show, it has opinions.
Yeah.
And we will be back next week.
Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street.